Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, Success Stories, Saturday, January 6th, 2018. I know if you've been following my videos this week, you're kind of bored because it is yet another spectacularly beautiful winter day here in Arizona, mid-70s, cloudy skies, which means I cannot wait for the sunset today. I'm recording this video a little earlier. I've been recording it during the sunset recently, but the clouds usually lead to spectacular colors appearing in the sky around sunset, the yellows, orange, purple. It'll be fantastic. Anyway, enjoying the day. And Rhino of the Day, I've been sharing out of my 1995 Rhino Court calendar. And today it is the May Rhino, who after apparently some April showers is watering his May flowers. So there's a very cool Rhino of the Day. I love these rhinos. Great artwork on the rhinos in the 1995 Rhino Court calendar that I remember getting when I was in my door-to-door sales days, which I did all through the 90s. Went into an office, a medical office. This is some Rhino Court drug pharmaceutical. And, you know, those pharmaceutical companies give out all kinds of free stuff. So I got a free Rhino Court Rhino doll. Got the calendar. I asked the secretary for it, and she was happy to give it to me. I think even on one case, whenever I would see stuff like that, Dwight Woods, how fantastic to see you. I was just thinking about you the other day. I'd have to tell you in private because I don't want to embarrass the company that made me think about you and why. But great to see you, my friend. And Miami. I was just speaking to a client I have up in North Florida yesterday, and they're all messed up with the weather. And I was like, you know, Miami never gets hit, so hoping you're having a fantastic time there like we are here in Arizona. Mr. Dwight Woods and Jerdog is here as well. Great seeing you, my friend. So today's Success Story Saturday. Oh, yeah, I was saying how when I saw this rhino stuff, once in a while, I would contact the company and let them know, hey, I love rhinos. Can you send me some stuff? And they would send me their stuff. Anyway, I digress. So Success Story Saturday, great seeing you, Dwight, is this guy named Tony Johnson, who, of course, you likely never heard of. But he is known for kind of saving the city of Chicago in the winter 4 years ago. Those of us that live there, that was my second to last winter there before I scrammoosed to here to more beautiful way of living than living in the winters of Chicago. That was a crazy snowy winter, and there were news reports all throughout the winter of how cities and towns and counties and whatever were running out of salt, and how they hoped there would be no more snow because they were going to run out of salt. Hey, Jim. And sure enough, in February 2014, the entire city of Chicago and all the cities and towns and counties around basically ran out of salt to salt the roads. And this guy, Tony Johnson, had taken over a company, basically a water softening company. You know, they used salt to soften the water, and they also supplied some salt to their town, Batavia, Illinois, and I think a few towns around it in the winter. But he saved the day. He had worked at a logistics company. I had a client once who started his own logistics company. I helped him do that. And this is where they coordinate all the trucking and the transportation and the, you know, goods coming in and out of the country and all throughout the country. And when it takes a lot, it's called logistics. It takes a lot of skill and a lot of strategic thinking and quick thinking. And a lot of people skills, too, to make all these connections and get everything done properly. And that's just what this guy Tony Johnson did. He found that all the big salt companies in Chicago were sourcing their salt locally and didn't have any background in logistics, didn't do any what they call long-haul trucking to get salt from outside of the city. And it was like, what are we going to do? The city was at a standstill. And this guy, Tony Johnson, with his background in logistics, started contacting and looking for sources, and he found some ridiculous amount of salt available in Kansas somewhere and just had to find like 400 or 500 trucks to move it all to Chicago. And that's where his logistics background came in. That's where his entrepreneurial drive and skill and adventure and strategy. That's what entrepreneurs do. We solve problems. We take resources and we put them together in new ways. In this case, Tony Johnson took the resources of salt and trucks and got trucks together from all different trucking companies and coordinated it all. And he's like, within 24 hours, he had like 450 trucks on the road, saved the day, brought all the salt to all the municipalities and towns in the city of Chicago and so forth. And in the process became a leader in the entire Chicago area, in the entire Midwest, of supplying road salt. And then I think it was a year or two later, he told the story of how he sourced salt from like the biggest salt mine in Mexico and had to get it up to Chicago and got like 200,000 tons of containers of salt and was going to put it on barges, bring it up over to the Gulf of, New Orleans, the Mississippi River, and bring it up the Mississippi River on barges. But then that winter, the river had not unfrozen yet, and so they couldn't do that. So he took it all the way around the East Coast through the Great Lakes and took it to Chicago that way again. That's what entrepreneurs do. We don't get bogged down when there's troubles and problems. We overcome them. We live for that. We say, where's a problem that I can solve? Otherwise, there's no use for us. You don't need entrepreneurs. You could have just 9-to-5 workers and employees if all you needed to do was do regular stuff that's the same every day. Entrepreneurs solve problems. That's what this guy Tony Johnson did. And now they are a leading supplier of salt to all kinds of cities far beyond Chicago, all like 10 different states. And they now have their own brand of road ice melt, liquid ice melt or something. And so, you know, very entrepreneurial. And I'm guessing that he's going to continue to come up with new ways of making money and new things to do and new people to supply. And, that's what entrepreneurs do. I think the company is over a $30 million company now. When he took it over, it was just a small little local water softening company. So whether you're just starting out or you haven't even started your business yet or the business has been in a rut and been at a plateau for decades, that entrepreneurial spirit can come through at any time and you can blast your business into the stratosphere anytime you want. So Dwight Woods is putting a link here that a mini tripod saves the arm. Mini tripod saves the arms, like for me, doing, thank you. I was like, what's that got to do with snow and ice? Very good. So I have mini tripods. Yeah, but I like moving around, and I like having the fantastic background here when there's a beautiful sky out here in Arizona. But yeah, I own a few. I own regular sized tripods, mini tripods, and so forth. I will take that under advisement to use one of those in the future. I usually, as people know that follow my videos, I sit at my laptop when I really need both hands to be showing stuff, which is something I will do when I'm back with the next business-based video on Monday, Direct Mail Monday. Tomorrow, as always, I just check in to say hello on a Sunday just because I promised about 10 months ago that I would record one of these videos every day. So at least I'll just say hello tomorrow. But I'll be back with the business building tips on Monday, on Direct Mail Monday. I've got some fun stuff to show, some proof of how to get your mail opened. So you do not want to miss that one. And I won't even need a tripod because I'll be using the little camera that comes inside the top of the laptop. Okay, so Dwight and Jim and Jerdog and anybody else here on the video or watching on the replay, thanks to everybody for being here. And I don't see any questions or comments or concerns. What time? You know, that's a great question. I do these whenever I feel like it. I don't have a set time for when I do them. But let's say, I don't have my calendar in front of me. But I will attempt to do it around this time. Let's just say whatever this time is, barring having something else on the agenda, I will record my Direct Mail Monday video at this time, the time that this started, on Monday. Let's do it that way. Thank you, Jerdog. Yeah, Direct Mail Monday is going to be a fun one. And thanks again for sending me your stuff. And thanks for the thank you card that I got for doing the critique that I did of your direct mail piece. And I put that out there, and that offer to anybody, put me on your mailing list, send me your direct mail, and at least you'll get a free critique from me. It's, you know, going to pale in comparison to what my clients get, but even if you're not a client of mine, I'll at least give you a very basic critique of your direct mail. And very good, Dwight. I'm looking forward to seeing you then, and don't be a stranger. I'd love to hear from you, and I'm sure things are going fantastic. I hope they are. And thanks, everyone, for being here today. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend. Think, you know, with what you can take from today's story, what I take is look for problems. 9-to-5 workers, you know, the 87% of Americans that work for us look to avoid problems. Oh, they hate problems. Oh, it's a problem. Like entrepreneurs, if there weren't problems, you wouldn't need us. We're looking for problems. Look for a problem that you can solve, then go solve it. The world will pay you for that. Things happen. Go do it. Thanks for being here today, and I'll catch you back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.